June the 2nd, 2021, 6-2-21, 15 minutes past the hour. And if you're just tuning in, our big winner this morning of the Mrs. Miller Peanut Butter Marshmallow Spread was Sarah Burgrapp from Sugar Creek. And she will be picking that up today between 12:30 and 1 here at the station. Glenn Coble will give that to her. Now, I do want to also thank one of our listeners, Harold Rorick. See, this is why you save things. Phil Donahue was in Marion, Ohio in 1980, 41 years ago. And Harold...
You weren't even born then.
I wasn't even born. Harold had the program from Donahue appearing at the Marion Palace Theater back then. I'm going to open it here. It's just beautiful condition for being 41 years old. It says Donahue on the cover, and it's got a picture of Donahue back in 1980. And then inside it says, the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce presents Phil Donahue at the Palace Theater Friday, August 22nd, 1980, 8:30 p.m. Opening music performed by Serenade. I have no idea who that was. Maybe people do. Welcoming remarks and community awards presentation, Jim Burris, who was the president of the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce at that time. And the introduction of Phil Donahue was done by Janice Scantlin, director of the Marion Area Chamber of Commerce. So that was August 1980. Phil Donahue was here in Marion.
You know what surprises me about that?
What's that?
Well, you know the stance of the Chamber of Commerce anymore is pretty far right.
We're not in the 80s.
But Donahue was pretty far left, so yeah, that's kind of interesting.
Well, see, but this is what I say, this is what I've said for weeks. It did used to be different, and people keep saying, no, it wasn't.
Oh, it's...
It did.
Yeah.
You used to be able to have different opinions and still get along.
You can have friends that were across the aisle.
We don't hear... Phil Donahue was not in office. The people in our Chamber of Commerce were not in office. They didn't have to hate each other just because they had... I don't understand this world we live in.
My wife and I, well, I was telling you before we got back on the air, we went and visited with my son, my elder son, down in Worthington because of, Memorial Day, and my elder son is almost as far left as my wife, and my daughter-in-law is a Mennonite, and we got on religion and politics. It was an interesting afternoon.
Well, I'll give you an example. Somebody called in this morning, it might have been Harold, who said that Jim Jordan's going to be out at Whirlpool today.
Oh.
Now, here's what will happen. The people who like Jim Jordan will say, that's great, he's out at Whirlpool. Great. And then the people who don't like him will say, what a jerk, blah, 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 blah. But the truth is, this is his job as a congressman to come and this is his district.
Now, I beg to differ. I think his job as a congressman, and you know where I stand on him, is to pass policy and stuff like that, which he does not do. I know I got that in a little on the side. I really don't think politicians' job is to go out and stump speech.
But I don't think that's what he's doing.
Okay.
But no, I think to meet with people in the community.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that, if he's actually going to do that.
Well, yeah. I believe so.
Well,
if you're, the fact is, and I tell people this in Marion all the time, and you don't have to be a genius, Jim Jordan wins this district, and it's gerrymandered, you can say that, but he wins it by 70%. So, him coming to town, people like that. 70% of the people like it.
Oh, I understand that.
So, absolutely. He's doing what people want.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah. So, that's showbiz.
I wonder if they will have, and I'm not just saying Jim Jordan, but quite often these corporations who invite politicians, right or left, to their place, I often wonder, are they forcing their employees to show up so that they have a big crowd there so they look good?
I think he'll just tour.
Yeah,
okay. I imagine it'll be a tour. That's usually what it is when they come in.
All right. Yeah, that's good. I hate to see it. like I said, on both sides of the aisle, they do this. I hate to see that.
But I will tell you, the people at Whirlpool, not everyone, but there will be managers, there will be employees who are hardworking people who will get their picture snapped with a man who's on national television,
sure,
who they vote for, and they'll love it today.
A lot of people love to be around celebrities, and he is a celebrity. Matter of fact, he's probably a bigger celebrity, whether you like him or not. He's a bigger celebrity than most congressmen.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Well, isn't he the leader of the Freedom Caucus, and also he has some committee leadership that he's pretty big in. I can't remember who it is.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, this is Harold again. Yeah, there's no Jordan is not doing a plant tour today. He's just meeting with the staff, and it's for an update on the COVID. My understanding it's COVID related.
Oh, so that's interesting. Yeah,
and they're just making sure that everybody's up to date on all what's expected and what they can do and all that. So it's just, I think it's more of a communications type thing between the you know, your representative and the companies. And Whirlpool is a company that kind of they're kind of neutral because they have people from both parties come through the plant and meet. So
that's good.
I think they're pretty well balanced on that.
Well, they're very community oriented, so I'll guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, they're the largest employer in the county. So
yeah. And they've stayed here when other people are leaving.
Yeah, and one of the places that did not shut down during COVID. So. And we don't only have the dryer production, world's largest dryer manufacturing company here in town, but in Findlay they have the dishwasher plant.
Oh, that's where it is.
And in Clyde they do the washing machine.
Hmm.
So Whirlpool has a large footprint here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, thanks for the update.
That's all I had.
So, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Bye-bye.
That's
and
good
again,
to know.
We thank Harold for the program.
Yeah.
For Donahue. But I don't understand why people are people have to relax. But I want to talk about Memorial Day.
Sure.
Now, the pictures that I put up on social media from my Memorial Day thing got a lot of attention, which is nice. But Mary Ellen Withrow was there, and Jeff Ruth was there, and Terry Tackett showed up, and Angie Evers was there, and her mother, Jeannie, was there.
And Glenn wasn't invited.
Right. Well, we didn't have the room, Glenn.
I know you did.
And my mother was there, and... well, here's the thing. Now, you take a picture during an event, and you don't realize... Okay, first of all, somebody's got to snap the picture when you take a group picture. So this is why there are two pictures up, because Angie took the first picture. So she wasn't in the first picture. And then Terry took the second picture, and he wasn't in the second picture. So... at that point, I think there were seven people there. And then, also, we just never took a picture at one point because Tim and Amy, Jeannie's other daughter, Amy, and Angie's sister and her husband and their three kids showed up at one point. So it was, 10, 11, 12 people there over the course of that day. And that's about right for a cookout.
Yeah,
because if you go any larger than that, then you're in. Then it's a production. You can't fit that kind of people in your house comfortably.
No, and this house is pretty small.
Yeah. So you gotta, that's where I like it. I always tell people about 10 people is where you want it.
Well, we had a little party with my family, and we had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and that was plenty. We had something that was really good, jalapeno bratwurst. Oh, was it good? Or in your case, Halloween jalapeno bratwurst.
Bratwurst. That's the correct pronunciation.
According to you.
According to me and all people who make bratwurst. But we had the whole spread. We had the hot dogs. We had the hamburgers. We had, what was interesting this year that we had macaroni salad? We had really good... fruit salad that actually people were asking the recipe for. We had chips and dip and all kinds of. Mary Ellen brought a meat tray, which was nice. So it was good that way.
But, any libation?
You know, no, we didn't.
You don't usually have libations here.
Well, you know, that's a paranoid thing, though, because you don't want somebody to go out and kill themselves.
Absolutely, or kill somebody else.
Or kill somebody else, because most people drive themselves.
Yep.
So you don't need that. But we had sodas and things like that and lemonade. But I'll tell you what went over big this year, which is not always the case, were the desserts. Angie made a strawberry pie, which was one of the best strawberry pies, because it's not like most people make strawberry pies where it's just strawberries and glaze and there's no filling. This had a filling, so it was very, very good. As a matter of fact, that was gone. Mm-hmm. That whole pie, gone.
You didn't save me any.
Because it's gone. It's gone. And she also made no-bakes, which turned out, no-bake cookies.
Oh, okay.
Which turned out very well, and pretty much all of those were gone, except a few I put back for Sean, who couldn't make it to the party. And then we also had a strawberry dump cake. Have you ever seen these dump cakes?
No, sounds interesting.
Yeah, and that went pretty well. Pretty close to, I mean, there were some left, but not a whole lot.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Oh, everybody had a good time. I mean, the party didn't wrap up till nearly 8 o'clock.
Wow, you guys went late.
Oh, we were. You know why? Because, and I've often said this, you know, yes, you could do just a family thing, and that's what most people do. I don't like that. I like getting people who are not normally together, and that group is not normally together, so they have something to say.
Well, your family doesn't want to get together with you anyway, so.
Well, that's, they try to get in. I just barricade the door. But, you know, when families get together, what tends to happen is they tell stories from 30 years ago.
That we've heard a thousand times.
I've heard them a thousand times.
Yeah, but they're funny.
Yeah, but when you get these type of people together, they really haven't seen them. So it's a lot of times they get to ask questions that they have never asked, haven't seen the person in a year, and I like that. I like the feel of that.
That's why I don't go to other people's parties, because I don't really care.
Care about?
Other people.
Well, I see, that's not true at all.
I know. I'm being facetious.
Yeah, but so. No, I think that is... I tell you when I noticed this. My family... holiday parties were never as fun as work holiday parties.
Really? I've always thought the other way around, but go ahead.
No, because I think people are very comfortable in their families, and it's like a cocoon, but a work party, people laugh more. You just see the laugh track of it, because people are a little more up.
Well, you know, the problem with a work party, and maybe it's just my personality, there's always somebody who is... your superior, and I use that in air quotes, and I always felt like everybody was sucking up to that person, and that just annoyed the heck out of me.
Well, like, I noticed that we've done 7 of them now. Our Christmas parties here, now we sing, we have pizza, which has become
whether
the tradition.
Whether we like it or not,
yeah.
We sing.
But, you know, even that becomes fun.
Yeah,
that becomes
did.
Fun.
It does.
So, on that note... you wouldn't do that with your family. Your family's thing is not organized in that way.
No, absolutely not. And my family parties are usually, we don't have a lot of them anymore. My family, I'm the oldest male member left in the family, so we don't get together a lot. But family parties, you're right. You talk about how it was when you were 18 instead of 75.
And a lot of times there's a lot of drama in family parties, because somebody's got to get the food.
Yeah.
Office parties really aren't that way.
Well, somebody still has to somebody, get the
food. But it's more of a group effort. It's not,
okay.
You know, like
yeah.
I'm cooking in my house.
Yeah.
And then also, family parties also tend to be, if somebody has died, they're very heavy. Office parties don't get that way.
You know, that's kind of an interesting note about somebody has passed away. The last... real family party I went to with all my family, which included everybody from brothers. Well, the last family party I went to was a funeral for my sister, and They are sad, but I said to my nieces and nephews, isn't it horrible? The only time we ever get together anymore is when somebody dies. And that's a shame. But the problem anymore in the United States is the United States is a pretty big country, and many of us, like I have a daughter that lives in North Carolina and a son who lives in California. You can't get further spread than that unless I move my son to Hawaii. But yeah, it's kind of tough to get everybody together.
Well, also I've noticed that family parties, especially at Christmas, or Thanksgiving too, they take place on the day. Or the day before. And that's a stressful time for people. Holiday parties at the office maybe a week before. Mm-hmm. It's just the night of the week.
Plus, yeah, and family parties quite often, because we travel so far, requires travel. And it means you have to finish at a certain time so everybody can get home.
Right, and work parties are not like that.
Yeah.
You work in the, usually either close or in the city you live in.
You can walk home, yeah.
So I've always thought that Christmas parties are just more fun.
I don't like parties, so I'm not a party guy. You give me a beer and I've got a party.
So really what you are, you're social anxiety.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, I've never really known people who didn't like a party, but they're just uncomfortable at
a
party.
I'm not uncomfortable at all, as you know.
You seem it, though.
Well,
maybe people are just uncomfortable around you.
That's it. I hit it on the head.
I'll break this down before the morning's over.
Yeah, I'm just never have been a party fan. I like to have individual conversation, and you can do that at parties.
Well, isn't that what you do at a party?
I don't know. You know what the problem I have at a party is? I'm an extrovert, and I think I'm on stage all the time. So I embarrass the heck out of my wife, and I make people uncomfortable sometimes, I think.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that most people who do perform on stage tend to be introverts.
Yeah.
And I think that's good, because when you invite them to a party, they're not trying to put on a show.
Unless they feel like I do when I'm called to a party, I feel like I'm supposed to put a show on. As a matter of fact, I used to work for the credit union that you know about, and I was in charge of the big annual party, and I had to do the emceeing, and I had to be the face and the voice of the.
Well, see, I don't think that's a party though. If you have a master of ceremonies, that's a show.
Okay, that's what it was.
Yeah, that's not a party.
Okay, no party.
No. Party is just you show up.
But I did drink before I went and did it.
No, I see, and I think that's a big problem as well, as I think a party, people misconstrue this. A party is we all come, we all talk to each other, we eat, it's a mingle event. Nobody gets up at any point and says, you know, da 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 da. No.
I've been to your parties. You get up and go.
No. We do a radio show right in the middle of the party, and that's how it should be. You got to steer the conversation sometimes to things and tell people when it's time to sing, but you don't come up and do some kind of thank you all for coming.
Tell
we appreciate everything
sing.
You do. Tell people when to sing because they get antsy.
If you didn't pay me so much, I wouldn't sing at those things.
You know what? And you have yet to learn Marshmallow World. You have all year to do.
I'm not learning Marshmallow.
It's very, very popular.
Except for if you get me some of that
and that peanut butter marshmallow.
That really looks
surprise.
Good. Yeah. Looks like peanut butter.
So there were what I expected at the Memorial Day thing, and hopefully that's what it'll be at 4th of July as well as Labor Day.
Yeah. Well, actually, I enjoy your parties. You're radio parties better than most parties I've gone to, especially work parties.
And there is one next week as we celebrate 7 years.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
next Thursday night. That'll be fun.
I'm not sure. I'll have to check to see if I can come to that one.
Well, you should be.
Was I invited?
Yeah. You gave me a thumbs up that you were coming.
I think I can make that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're vaccinated.
Yeah, I am vaccinated.
We're good.
You won't see my wife there, though.
I don't think I've ever seen your wife at these pre-vaccination.
Nobody. Actually, I'm not married.
I had never seen her at a party.
Nobody has ever seen my wife at a party.
Yeah, yeah. I saw her at a grocery store once.
Yeah, she waved at you.
Yeah, but that was it. But, you know, that's okay, though, because a lot of people have been like that. That's certainly not a rare thing.
That they don't want people to know who their wife is?
No, that they don't bring their... Oh, you tell her not to come.
No, I would. I always ask her, "Do you want to come?" I know what the answer is going to be, but I ask.
No, I worked with a lady who was very well known, and she came to parties all the time, and never brought her husband. Never.
Well, if you're an extrovert like she probably was, if she was well known, and like I am, you embarrass your partner. I really do embarrass my wife.
Well, and then there were some people, but it's also good when they bring their spouse, because sometimes that's a lot of fun as well, so you like that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's, Charlie, his wife, I got to know her because he brought her to parties.
And Nate brings his wife to parties.
Yeah. Now, I like to meet people like that. That's cool.
Well, that's what I like about these parties that we have. It's not just the people who are on the air here. It's also spouses, friends of the station, people who do things that... I'll tell you one thing I don't like. Here's one pet peeve I do have about parties. I don't like...
Wait a minute. I left my violin out in the car.
If you're not planning the party... If you're not, don't invite people.
Oh, no, you should never do that. No,
I hate that.
Yeah, you have on Heloise. I bet she would tell you that's an absolute no-no.
Well, I'll tell you, and it's not even about, you know what, if you want to plan a party, plan it.
Yeah.
But don't, if I'm planning the party and I'm getting the food and I'm making sure, don't tell other people to come to it, because then it's very awkward when I have to say go away.
Yes. Do you mind if people bring food to the party that you've planned and you've already bought food for, though?
No, I don't mind.
Usually that's a help.
Yeah, I don't mind that. But I do not like that, because usually there's a reason, and it's nothing against the person who you're trying to invite, but there's a reason that it's this group of people that are invited.
Right.
So when you invite these people, like you're throwing the party... It's not good.
Why would anybody invite somebody?
Oh, they do it all the time.
Really?
Oh, they do it all the time. Because they think people are associated. They go, oh, but this person's been on the show, and this person does this for
this
the station.
This person listens to your show.
This person listens to this. But, you know, no, I mean, you don't do that.
I would absolutely agree with you on that, Scott. Now, I didn't have that problem with my parties that I held at the credit union, because we charged them.
Oh, well, see, that's definitely not a party.
Yeah.
No party there. But I don't know why people... But again, it's not... it's not anything personal. And if you want to plan a party, hey, knock yourself out. Do it.
Do you have individual non-radio parties? Do you have parties at your house?
Why, the Memorial Day, the 4th of July.
Yeah, okay.
The Labor Day.
So I guess you
but
do.
But, you know, my Christmas Eve and Thanksgiving things are not really, I mean, they're not even family dominated, to be honest with you.
Now, the only parties I've ever been actively involved in were when I was young. I roomed with a guy whose name was Dave Townsend, and Dave unfortunately has passed, but Dave used to love to organize the parties, and we always had prime rib. We always had crabs, because we lived by the ocean. We were out in Maryland, and we always had what's the game where you sounds like the game where you try and figure out what some...
Charades,
yeah. And we always had charades. Those three things were standard. But boy, I tell you what. Now, David was kind of hyper about this sort of thing. If you decided something else was going to be different, he'd throw you physically out of the house.
Well, see, I'm not... Because our parties here are pretty loose in that. But I'll tell you what happens. And I'm going to try to tell this story without... giving away the names, but it's nothing about food consumption, and it's not that. Here's what happens. Sometimes we have people who either feel well known or in the community, or either are well known nationally, come to these events, and these people will invite other people who are not familiar with them. And there was a party. This has happened on more than one occasion, but there was a party where I invited the well-known person. They came. I did not invite this other person. And this other person I don't know if you call it, because honestly, I'm busy at the party, so I don't pay attention to everything, but they must have been enamored with the well-known person.
And that's, unfortunately, a natural thing.
So they approached him for an autograph.
Oh, great.
And then they wanted to get a picture with him. And then they took pictures of them, because everybody's got a phone now.
I imagine I know who the well-known person is.
So then the person, they're not going to go to that person who invited that person, because they don't even know who did. They're not going to go to the person, because they don't want to be rude. They go to the person who invited them.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, you know, that really made me uncomfortable. I was just coming to have a good time. But people don't understand that.
Well, you know, I think you've probably dealt with this, having dealt with so many famous people. That even just happens in general population. You walk out, if I was walking with one of my famous basketball players, let's say one of them that was top draft choice, I'd have people run up and they'd knock me over just to get to him. He didn't want to talk to him. He wanted to get on the stupid plane that we were going to.
Yeah, but that's different.
But it's a similar thing. People feel that they have the right to go jump in people's business when they're being private. You know?
Right, but in that particular situation, it wasn't set up.
No.
And the person does have the right to say no if they want.
Mm-hmm.
In a party situation, you don't want to be rude because you are in somebody else. Yeah. You're a guest.
I guess.
And you don't know who the person is who's enamored with you, so you don't want to offend.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. But see, if I invite somebody who's well known, I almost always try to make sure I know that everybody else there is not going to do that to them.
Yeah.
But you bring somebody else in who, oh, geez, you know, I really want to meet that person. And there it is.
Yeah. I absolutely understand that. But I understand it because of what I said. I've been involved with a lot of very famous people. You know, if people would just stop and think about it, you should be polite to everybody.
Well, they don't even ask your permission. It's almost, you know what, if you snap a picture of somebody out in public, unfortunately, that's fine.
Is that legal?
It's legal.
Can you
public
take a
is public.
Picture of famous people?
Yep. Public's public. Okay. But if they are in a radio studio and you have not asked permission...
And you haven't been invited.
Yeah, and you're snapping pictures of them, no, that's not okay.
Yeah.
But people think it is.
Well, maybe if they asked, it would be, but...
If they asked.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Like last week when a matter of fact, when I interviewed Donahue, because it was at his home, I said to him right before we started, and it's on the tape, one of the last things I said to him was, I said, Angie's going to be taking some photos while we talk. Do you mind? And he said, no, go right ahead.
Good. Yeah.
You need to do that when you're in somebody's home.
Yeah, and you need to do that whenever you take pictures. There are people, I remember, and this is my bad, as they say, I had some people there that were taking pictures at an event, and a fairly famous person brought his family. And he had a child, a young lady, who was, I'd guess, 7, 8, somewhere around there. And this person took her picture and put it on the internet. And I heard about that. And you should, especially with young kids, parents, especially now, are very, they don't want their young kids' pictures on the internet.
Well, tell me, forget the whole, I'd like to hear from the audience on this one. What are the rules of a party? When you are planning a party, do you like it when somebody else invites other people that you don't know about? Give us a buzz. What's the rule on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now remember, you're planning the party, and then somebody else who you have invited somebody else, but they invite somebody else.
Without asking you.
Yeah. You know, and this is also a big thing at weddings. You know, that's become very big at weddings.
That would be really bad.
You must RSVP the other person and so on and so forth.
Yep.
Graduation parties, which just happened, a lot of them are not the big cookout things, and it's very tentative. We got the amount of food for this amount of people.
Yeah.
So what is the rule? Does anybody have a rule? 740-383-9944, give us a buzz. I think it's fascinating because...
you ought to ask Heloise about this.
Why should next time she's on?
Yeah.
Because it... But, you know... I tell you, a party last year, I was invited to a birthday party at somebody's home, and they invited me. And I thought, well, I should take somebody with me because that would make, you know, more comfortable for me because the other people there were not my family. But I didn't think that was right because they didn't say bring a guest. They just invited me.
If you're invited to a party, is it not understood it's you and another?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good question to ask Eloise or somebody that knows how to answer this.
I think if it's your spouse, nobody's going to get upset.
Probably not. I hope not.
No, because I would hope you would lean to your spouse if they were trying to take pictures
or
of somebody.
Or a significant other you live with.
Yes. So nobody's going to flip that out. But if it's just your friend or it's just your pal
or somebody that wants to get your picture.
Yeah, somebody who's and a lot of times they even know they're coming with purpose. They say, that person's going to be there. I want to come to that party. Yeah. Oh, well, go ahead. Come on over.
Yeah. That's not good.
No. You weren't invited.
Yeah, you weren't invited, so shut up and stay at home.
Stay home. Be lucky you were invited, the person doing this.
Because you're not going to get invited the next time.
Yeah, it's well, we had this problem at the Christmas party last year. It had nothing to do with that, but...
I was at that.
No, you weren't. No, you didn't come to either party last year because we were in the pandemic.
Oh, that's right, we were in the pandemic.
Yeah, but no, at the Christmas party, we were at the height of the pandemic numbers, and there was real concern about canceling the party, but it's also our Christmas special. So the decision was made by everybody who was going to be there. I went out and I found out who's going to be there, and I approached everybody, and I knew how people felt about masks, and... Everybody but one person said, I'm not coming unless people have masks on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but one person. And, you know, I knew...
That one person passed away, by the way.
No. They're still around. But you can't... So we all wore masks.
Yeah.
The only time we took them off was we took a picture, and we did hold our breath. Oddly, it sounds insane, but... We said, hold your breath, and masks came. If you look in the pictures, you can see we're either holding our masks or they're on the table right in front of us.
And you're holding your breath.
Holding our breath for the time to snap that picture.
There's a little blue tint on everybody.
Well, you know what? And that, to me, that's not a board of directors. That's not management. That's, you know what? You're not going to have a party because these people aren't going to come.
Yeah.
So... Majority rules in those situations.
Well, I remember you having that party, and I remember being proud that you asked everybody to wear a mask. And
well, it came from nobody was comfortable coming if that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, and my wife wouldn't have let me come to that even knowing that, so yeah. I didn't come to that.
But it was just...
But I will be at the next Christmas party.
Yeah, but you know, you do take heat sometimes. The people who don't want to wear a mask get very angry. And, but it's not my decision. You know what? It's just like, how should I put it? It's like having the food for a party. Let's say somebody wants seafood and everybody else wants burgers.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're going to have burgers.
Yeah.
You know, it's not because we don't like seafood. It's not because we don't like the person who wants seafood. It's just everybody wants burgers.
Yeah, makes it a lot easier to have one item rather than have an extra crab cake for that other person.
Right. But, you know, some people find it hard sometimes being in the minority on situations.
Well, you've been involved with people that have come into your other endeavor that get mad because they're told they should wear a mask. I don't understand why you should care, especially if somebody hands you a mask at the door and says, would you please wear this? No, freedom and all that crap.
Well, I'm just glad the mask mandate is over.
I am too.
And I'm glad that people, if you have wanted to be vaccinated, you can. And so now it's on everybody else's head. As a caller said this morning, I do feel that too. Unfortunately, everybody knows. Everybody knows the seriousness of the COVID. Everybody has had access to a completely free vaccination.
But there are a lot of people that deny that, both of those things.
But you've had it. You've had your shot, you know.
Oh, yeah, I have, but I'm saying there are people that haven't.
Right, but I'm saying they've had their shot to get it.
Oh,
get the shot. And so I can't feel bad for you at this point if you get sick.
But the problem with that is that the mask is for both sides of that equation. It's for the person that is trying not to get sick, but it's also for the person that might be breathed upon by that person that is getting sick.
Right, but we've had the chance to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
So...
And I suppose now, and I feel a lot better about it because apparently I've been vaccinated, my wife's been vaccinated, all my family's been vaccinated, and I feel better about it because now I'm pretty sure that I won't get sick, but I certainly would hate, you know, you can still get the virus even if you've had the shot, and if you get the virus and give it to grandma, or in my case, great-grandma, you'd feel horrible.
But great-grandma's had the chance to get the vaccine.
Yeah, but she could also die. I mean, it's slim. The chance is micro-slim, but it's just being polite and kind to other people to wear a mask. Your breath stinks. Wear a mask.
But it is over today.
Yeah.
And you're not going to see it, I guarantee you. Some stores will still tell their employees who aren't vaccinated to wear them, but as far as the customer's gone, they're gone today. That's a personal choice now.
As far as I'm concerned, as long as you're not shamed for wearing a mask, it's okay with me. I'm going to wear the mask.
Was anybody ever shamed for it?
Yes.
Who?
I was.
How's that?
Somebody at a store that will remain nameless basically said to me, "What are you wearing a mask for?" And I said, "I'm wearing a mask because of COVID." And I walked away from that person because that person was not wearing one. But they were kind of shaming me by being very loud about saying, "What are you wearing a mask for?"
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, it was. And I've heard other people say similar things. Not a lot. There isn't a lot of shaming for that going on.
But you know, people shame a lot of stuff.
Well, people do shame, that are wearing masks, shame those that are not wearing masks. And you should just stay away from people that aren't wearing masks.
I'm just, at this point, we are at a point where the mandates are gone as of today. And that people have had access to, they have it today. You can go get a free vaccine almost with no appointment anywhere in Marion County.
That's good.
Here we go.
But didn't I hear you say only 35% have?
That's still where it's... Yeah.
Well...
Vax-a-million tonight.
And there is, by the way, a movie called Black Hole where Max-a-million was
next hour I want to spend on something else, but aren't you, in our 8 minutes here, aren't you uncomfortable, though, that we are now in second week of Vax-a-million and... I mean, I've heard what the governor has said about 45%, 40, but he won't give any numbers.
Well, you untrusting soul.
No, I just want, if we're over 50% now, good. I'll say, hey, it worked. What? And I was almost willing to come on last week when he announced that and said, hey, good, it worked.
I think he said 45% increase in...
Right. Well, at one point he said 42, but...
Whatever it was.
Regardless, but what are the numbers?
Well, I'm sure he has numbers to back that. Even if he made them up, he's got them.
Yeah, but if we were truly at 42% as a state before...
I don't think he was saying we're at 42 as a state. I think he said we increased...
Right, but we were at 42. That's known. Before Vax-a-million, we were at 42% as a state.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that.
So if there was a 40% increase, shouldn't we be over 50?
I'm not sure. I don't know how to do those numbers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why is he not giving us the new... That would make more sense. We were at 42% before the Vax-a-million. Now we're at 53. Now, that would make sense, but he's not saying that. See, what I think he took the worst week of vaccinations and said, well, we're 40% above that. Well, if there were only two that week, you know, we're up to three.
Well, I think you need to get him on the air and ask him that question.
I don't think he would do it.
Because I have no idea.
But don't you get uncomfortable when people start using percentages like that when they've been using numbers the whole time?
Well, when I was in athletics, one of my jobs was to watch the percentages and actually do the math for the percentages for my basketball and my football players, etc. And so I trust numbers quite a bit. And I don't I don't mind people using numbers, but like that, but you can fool people by switching, like you said, from percentage to number of totals.
Okay, here we go. Let's see here.
He's looking at our graph.
Here's the numbers.
Okay.
When did they announce Vax-a-Million?
I have no idea.
It was late May. 2 weeks ago. Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Late May. Okay, here we go. Let's say, on May the 19th, which I think it came after that. When was the first? Drawing was the 26th, so it would have been the week before.
It was the week before that.
So it would have been the 19th.
19th. Yeah.
Okay, on the 19th in Ohio, we had 43% with at least one dose.
Yeah.
And 38 were fully vaccinated.
Okay.
Okay. And today, we have 45 with one dose, 40 vaccinated.
That doesn't seem to add up.
Doesn't seem to add up, Governor DeWine. So there you go.
Well,
so Vax-a-Million apparently isn't Vax-a-Million.
Now, and also, as you recall, I came in the next day after Vax-a-Million was announced and said I had heard on radio, and then I heard somebody else agree with this, that we had increased by threefold the number of people that came in to get shots.
According to this, from May 19th to May 31st, we went from 38 to 40.
Well, going up is better than going down.
But we have constantly been going up.
Yeah. I understand.
But don't you think $1 million should have gave us more than 2%?
I don't know. I'm grateful for everybody that goes in and gets a shot.
But, I mean, now seriously, though, a PR man here. We're giving away $5 million and we're getting 2%.
Like I told you at that time, I think you won't know the answer to the question you're about to ask until the end of the
Well, we do know people who've even got the one vaccination. On the 19th, at least one was 43, and now it's 45.
Okay.
So 2% there, too.
But what is the number that's 2%? Does it tell, you know, 25 people?
We went from 5 million, a little, right over 5 million, 5,081,000 and some change on the 19th to 5,370,000.
Okay, so that's what? Well, that's over 100,000 people, right?
Yeah.
That's positive.
Yeah, but again, it didn't do a whole lot.
Well, we'll wait and see until the whole promotion is over.
Well, but don't you think the beginning of that would have seen more than the biggest increase that we're going to see?
I would say this week you'll see more than the first
let's
week.
See from
I don't know what we're doing now.
Well, the first drawing was on the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
The 26th, 45% one vaccination, 39.4 fully.
Okay.
Today, 45.9, 40.2. So in the last second week, it's not even went up a percent.
Okay. Now, are they drawing it tonight?
Yep.
Wait until they give us the numbers tonight. I really don't know. And I don't know how you... I know how to figure out baseball at-bats. I know how to figure out basketball free-throw shooting stuff, but I don't know how to figure out vaccinations. So I'm going to stand back and let those people... I'm sure they're not trying to lie to us about it. I can't imagine the governor would say something that he couldn't at least...
No, that's not what he... But what he said was... vaccinations went up 40%. Well, yeah, that's probably true.
Well, that's what he was trying to do.
Right, but how many people were getting vaccinated prior to the Vax-a-Million? You know, isn't it much better to say vaccinations went up 40% than to say we gained 2% on the vaccination numbers, which is actually what it was.
Yeah, but I don't know what they compare the 2% to. So that, you've got to have all the numbers in the equation to really understand what that means. And
the greatest increase was in April. I can tell you that.
Oh, I hope so.
And that's before, on April 1st.
That's when we started getting the vaccine out.
17% on April 1st, and on May the 1st, 32.
But you see, when you have nobody that's gotten it, you're going to have a much higher number, and it's going to get smaller and smaller,
right,
because the overall number is getting larger and larger,
right,
which makes the percentage drop.
But isn't this whole thing about incentive to get it up?
Well, it went up, didn't it?
Yeah, but 2%, wouldn't it have went up 2%?
I'll take 2%.
I don't know. For $5 million, I'd want a little more than 2%. I don't think that'd work in business. We'll be back in 10 minutes.
I don't know.
Protesters, so today, I made sure we got here a little earlier, got through the checkpoints, and I am actually calling you from Cleveland, Ohio, Republican National Convention, inside. I am sitting right now